morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
100.7 KSLX. You know, if you stop believing, Journey doesn't let you into their concert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have a Believo-meter at the door.
I thought it was a questionnaire. They must have really upgraded their system there. I thought it was
they use only the latest equipment.
Yeah, I thought there was basically a middle-aged woman there, you know, slightly overweight there, taking your ticket before she tears it. Excuse me, I have only one question before you come in. What? Do you believe? And if anybody responds with, do you believe in love? They have to be kicked out immediately. Because only Arnel Pineda can be a feminine person at a Journey concert.
You know, Journey and Def Leppard will be co-headlining.
That's good.
Here in Phoenix, Arizona. The tour was announced the other day. More information is on the way for that one.
Yep, check out KSLX.com. You want to find out what's going on in and around the valley at any time. 480-470-KSLX. Let's give you that phone number because you'll probably want to get in touch for one reason or another, so that phone number should be active for you. Or you can always email mark@KSLX.com or neanderthal@KSLX.com.
Yes, absolutely. We've got Time Out for Spanish coming up today. We have Mark and Neanderthal's Fake Facts. All kinds of fun.
I broke my toe, and we need to talk about how stupidly I did it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about that. I broke my toe.
Which toe?
My right pinky toe.
Oh.
My right pinky. It's important. You know, you never realize. Here's the thing. When you talk about injuries, stupid injuries that you have,
right,
you never realize how important some of the most mundane ridiculously superfluous appendages on your body are until you break one.
You know, you find out as you injure different parts of your body, you need them all.
Yes.
You kind of
yes,
need them
yeah.
all. You really do.
Yeah, you overlook certain things.
Yeah.
You know, you say, well, what? That pinky toe doesn't look like it does anything.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it does. It serves a function.
So as far as going wee all the way home, that's a game day decision
now. Yes, my pinky toe is listed on at least the 30-day disabled list.
The number, as always, 480-470-KSLX.
How long do we have to wait to find out how you broke your wiki toe?
My what?
Wiki toe. I don't
know. That's my pinky toe.
Your little toe. Your pinky toe.
Yeah, well.
You broke that.
Yeah, I'm nothing if not graceful.
Yeah, right.
When you look at me, you think, boy, that guy is, he looks like he's got the agility of a gazelle. I mean, just look at him. I proved it on Sunday. I was, after the Patriots beat the Jaguars in the AFC title game, I take great pleasure in trolling some of my friends back in Boston who are Patriots fans. I just like goof with them.
Because you don't like the Patriots.
I don't like the Patriots. It's not that I don't like the Patriots. I just don't like jerk fans, jerk football fans.
Mm-hmm.
And because the Patriots have been so successful for a long time, there are a lot of them. And a lot of them are my friends because a lot of them are Patriots fans. So mm-hmm. I sort of screw with them a lot when the Patriots win.
Right.
So I was trolling my friends on Facebook on Sunday for a good portion of the NFC title game. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I had my leg like sort of sitting off the edge of the bed. Like I have, you know, as you know, at the Mattress Firm adjustable base on my bed. So I had it up, you know, like a hospital bed. And I got the iPad and I'm just sort of tapping out some stuff and watching the game. And I got my leg hanging off the side of the bed. Unbeknownst to me, the circulation in my right leg had stopped. I had no idea. Yeah.
You went
just,
numb.
Just sitting there. It went numb, so I didn't feel it. Dogs come in. It's like, I don't know, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Dogs come in, and they want to go out. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll just get up and let the dogs out. Uh-oh. My 300 pounds of testicular firepower lurched to one side. As I tried to plant my right leg getting out of the bed, I fell. I mean, and like it was like a slow motion Zapruder film type deal. I was like, oh, no. As I was falling, I'm like, Jesus, I wish I had a security camera in my room.
You broke your toe
and
doing
I broke my right pinky toe falling out of bed.
There's no way for a man to break his toe. Having an anvil drop on your foot. That's the way for a man to break his toe.
Yeah, kicking something, you know, like, you know, breaking your toe, kicking a 65-yard field goal. You know, that makes sense. Falling into my dog's dog bed was not, and here's the thing. I didn't realize I had broken my toe until the sensation returned to my leg like 15 minutes later, and it returned to my leg everywhere but the outside edge of my right foot. So I thought, well, maybe I broke my foot. So I've been looking at it over the past 24 hours, and my right, and I put a picture of it up on my Facebook page, my right pinky toe, excuse me, in between where the toe connects to the fourth toe, is just bloated and purple, and on the outside it's bloated and purple. Now, I can wiggle the toe away from the side of my foot. I think the break is in that second joint between the tip of the toe and the next joint of the toe.
Well,
so I now have a broken right pinky toe.
And it shows you how much you need it.
Yes, and I blame Tom Brady for all of it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I blame Tom Brady and the Patriots for
all
of it.
It's his fault. Not
it
your,
is his fault. No, and my lack of
not
balance.
Not your need to make fun of people.
No.
Not your need to antagonize
no.
people. Not your lack of grace.
Nope. There's some
not
sort of
your clumsiness.
No, there's a karmic price that I'm paying right now for making fun of the Patriots.
Did you at least execute a proper front fall?
No. No, my,
see,
unfortunately.
That's...
Here's the thing. This is a lot like gun skills. A lot of people are like, oh, you know, a good man with a gun, you know, could stop a bad man with a gun. Yeah, only if you go through that training on a regular basis.
Right.
My ninja skills did not kick in. You know, I think only a good man with a sneaker can stop a bad man with a numb right leg, I think, as the saying is goes. So.
No, it's one of the first things you learn in martial arts training is the...
How to fall.
I've been doing it for years now. Uh-huh. I'm still waiting to fall accidentally so I can execute one of those skills.
One of those little...
You know, I want a trip walking across a parking lot, execute a perfect front fall into a shoulder roll, hop up, and just nail somebody with a kick.
Yeah,
just some stranger walking by.
Yeah, and I would like to see security footage of that right before you get arrested.
You know, Louis C.K., we talked about this. He's one of the old stars now of the sexual harassment scandals. Is you know, a couple months ago with Louis C.K. for...
Talk about a guy whose 15 minutes took forever to get to and went away in about 9.5 minutes.
It's amazing. You know, his thing was, you know, pulling it out and pleasuring himself in front of people who had no idea he was going to do that, and that there was no call for it.
Well, I'm not sure that that's something you go, excuse me, Louis, yeah, do the trick. Do that thing that you do. I'm not sure that that's
nobody
ever...
Nobody said that.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened in known... And I mean, outside of maybe Ron Jeremy, I don't think anybody has ever had anybody go, hey... Or the line in Boogie Nights, the colonel says it's very impressive. Yep, may I see it? Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's ever happened in real life.
No, nobody ever asked Louis C.K. to do that, but he did it anyway. And
who knew what the C.K. stood for?
Yeah. But Zach Galifianakis, if you know who he is, he's the idiot brother in the Hangover movies.
Yes, he's the fourth brother, the friend.
He's the idiot in those movies. He had a business tie with Louis C.K. Louis C.K. produced his show Baskets on the FX network.
Which is kind of an odd show.
Yeah, it's a weird one, but Zach Galifianakis finished that show up and he's like, okay, I'm done with Louis C.K. He grosses me out.
Think about that for a second. Zach Galifianakis is...
He plays a gross guy in every movie he's in.
He's very odd. He's an odd fellow, if you will. He's kind of like... He's a modern-day Crispin Glover. Remember Crispin Glover? He was in...
He was weird in different ways. He was in Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, McFly.
That's the most famous role.
He was also Andy Warhol in The Doors. He plays very weird roles, and he's a weird guy.
It'd be like him telling you you're weird.
Yeah,
Zach Galifianakis says you're gross...
Yeah.
It's like Robin Williams, if he were still alive, telling you, you're too wired.
Yeah, you're a little
spastic.
You're a little spastic.
You're too on.
Yeah. It's like Keith Richards telling you you have a drug problem.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? You're probably...
It's a sad state of affairs when Zach Galifianakis tells you that you're gross. But, you know what, while we're talking about Louis C.K., let's just travel back a month or two and enjoy this one that we did a ways back here with Mark and Neanderthal.
Louis C.K., oh yeah, please put that thing away. Louis C.K., oh yeah, please put that thing away. He take it out when he should leave it in. He put it away but pull it out again. He don't ask permission and that is not right. Please do that in private, not out in plain sight. Louis C.K., oh yeah, please put that thing away. Louis C.K., oh yeah, please put that thing away.
Cardinals got a new coach. They finally hired somebody yesterday from Carolina. He was their defensive coordinator. Steve Wilks is his name.
He was actually a very hot commodity. I know a lot of people are talking about Matt Patricia and Shermer. And then Josh, what's his face, the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
But this guy, Wilks, was actually a very hot commodity. And up until yesterday, a lot of people thought the Cardinals had no shot at him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good pull. Congratulations to Cardinals. upper management for making that happen.
Yeah, he's African American, which the league loves because they love, you know, touting the diversity thing. But the Cardinals, Cardinals have a long history of diversity with their head coaches. They once had a black coach who was green.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Well, yes. Right, yes.
Denny Green.
Dennis Green.
But I only won 15 games, so they let me out of my contract.
Oh, he was who we thought they were.
Yeah.
He was actually a very, very nice guy.
He was, Green. He should never have been fired. It wasn't his fault. He had nothing to work with. That guy was awesome. Dennis Green was great.
There have been a lot of times in the Arizona Cardinal history when you can say that about the coach.
Right.
He had nothing to work with.
He had nothing to work with,
You know, that, not so for the last 10 years. It's been different since Michael Bidwell took over, but it was that way for a long time.
Yeah, no, and he's now, he has since passed. Dennis Green has passed.
I didn't know that, but yeah,
Yeah,
and he wasn't an old guy.
No, but he wasn't the healthiest guy on the face of the earth. I mean, he was clearly overweight, and he was, I know this is hard to believe based upon this piece of audio.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
He may have had some stress issues.
Maybe so.
Just saying, there may have been some stress issues going on there. Maybe may have been a little bit stressed.
One of the classic coaching meltdowns of all time.
And it goes down there with Jim Mora's playoffs. Those are the two, I think, the two greatest coaching meltdowns ever.
Yeah, that was a Monday Night Football game, so the whole nation saw that one.
Yeah, it was a fantastic one.
All right, welcome back to work. If you're coming back after the long government shutdown, I feel bad for federal workers. They didn't get squat out of that government shutdown. They didn't get a long weekend, nothing, because they had to go in yesterday.
You know what? Once again, screwed by the government. That's exactly how that worked out. They got nothing out of that thing.
Here working, you're out there working,
right?
Federal workers are working, everybody's working, so
yeah, everybody back to work. Come on now, no slacking.
As we said, the federal workers, they didn't even get a 3-day weekend out of the supposed government shutdown.
No, they got screwed, is what they got.
You know, they started like midnight Friday, and then like by, I don't know, 2 o'clock our time yesterday, it was all said and done.
Well, I guess the people that did sort of get screwed a little bit were those people that work in like national parks and stuff over the weekend, because when everything closed down on Friday night,
that's true,
they couldn't go. Like I know the Statue of Liberty was open, but none of the facilities were open. I know that like federal parks were open, but there was nobody there to like maintain, like park rangers and stuff like that didn't get to work.
The Grand Canyon was going to be open, I think, with assistance from the state.
Okay,
but the bathrooms would have been closed.
Well, can't you just go in the Colorado River anyway? I mean, it's already brown.
Yeah, I know there's a big hole there, but you can't go in it.
No,
it's dangerous anyway. You got to get too close to the edge to do that.
Think about this for a second, though. I mean, I know we joke about it, like we're making jokes about it, but imagine the stress of not knowing whether or not you get to work tomorrow. And I mean, look, nobody lost their jobs, which is good, but you can't go to do it, which means that your pay is going to be delayed for a while. And who knows if this had gone on. And remember, this could happen again in 3 weeks. This is only a temporary extension here. They basically have kicked the can down the road a little bit before they have to pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, they'll figure it out, but yeah.
But people that are living paycheck to paycheck that don't get to go to work, you know, try telling that to your landlord or to your credit card company and stuff like that. All of a sudden, they become Paulie and Goodfellas. I'm sorry, furloughed from work? Screw you, pay me.
Right.
That's how it goes.
If you're living paycheck to paycheck,
sure.
You need the money now. You can't say, oh, it's cool if it comes in a month.
Right.
You can't say that. So.
And then, of course, you know, having a day off versus a weekend off versus a couple hours off, you know.
Yeah, some people got a couple hours off yesterday, which, you know, is not a full day, but hey, it's close enough for government work.
Oh, no, you did not.
I had to get that line in.
Of course you did. Yeah, why not? Look, there are people that are already out there going, who cares, man? The government workers, they don't do anything anyway.
Well,
yes, they do.
Hey, I wouldn't feel too bad for those government workers. I have a buddy that works for the government, and during the shutdown, they still get paid.
It depends what you do. It depends what department you're in and so forth.
Yeah, he works for BLM, and he gets paid for those shutdowns.
What a scam job that is, the Bureau of Land Management. You just go out there and go, yep, still here.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly what it is.
They go out there and they say, don't move.
Yep.
I'm watching you.
Bureau of Land Management, did you make sure to clock out?
Now, come on. No,
right on.
It's not a... I'm sure there's more to it than that. There's got to be more to it than that.
No, I'm sure they...
Somebody's going to call and say, there's more to it than that, you know.
No, there isn't. There isn't. A Bureau of Land... I mean, okay, occasionally you get some squatters in one of the ranger stations, like the Clive and Bundy thing. You know what I mean? A couple of guys. All right, guys, you guys shuttle. Get out of here. Park's closed. Moose outside should have told you.
If I was working for the Bureau of Land Management, I'd be like, why do we have to have all these swaros here? Come on, get them out of here. People get hurt by those things. They have prickers.
You don't think a Bureau of Land Management could be handled by one guy at the top of Camelback Mountain in a pair of binoculars? Just looking around. Yep. Still there.
All right.
Still there. Nobody took it.
480-470-KSLX. I'm sure we're going to hear on that line soon.
It's time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Yes, indeed. We'll grab some fake news. We'll take some alternative facts, throw them into a blender, turn it on. And out comes a delicious smoothie of fake facts.
Our intention is to misinform and confuse you. Maybe have you perpetuate these falsehoods throughout your place of employment, making you look like an idiot because you thought everything we said was true, when in fact, they are fake facts.
The sheets always had to be cleaned in the hotels where the band Blood, Sweat, and Tears stayed.
Makes sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Patriots are in their 10th Super Bowl as a franchise, 8th during the Brady era. Did you know that Bob Kraft, who's the owner of the Patriots, is actually pretty benevolent when it comes to visiting football teams?
Really?
Yeah, every member of the Jacksonville Jaguars had a big bowl of hot steaming bowl of macaroni and cheese in their locker.
From Bob Kraft.
From Bob Kraft, yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice of him. Very giving.
Bill Belichick is what Tom Brady says whenever he eats at a restaurant.
Ah, well, yeah.
Save a little bit here, save a little bit there.
That explains the grumpy look on his face every Sunday, doesn't it?
That's right.
All right, so we've been talking about the government furlough over the past couple of days, and it really was a furlough that wasn't anything. But there's a big difference between being fired, laid off, and furloughed. You know what it is?
Please tell me.
When you're fired, you have your job taken away.
Uh-huh.
When you're laid off, there's no work for you, or economic conditions require a reduction in workforce.
Right.
And when you're experiencing furlough, she's taking the winter off from personal grooming.
Furlough.
Yeah. That's the difference.
I got it.
As a public service, and in order to recognize the cultural diversity for which Arizona is known, Mark and Neanderthal are taking time out for Spanish.
Good morning. It's Mark and Neanderthal. Who do we have here?
You have Randy.
Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Okay.
You're well.
Randy, we're going to do time out for Spanish. We'll give you a Spanish language phrase and then three English language choices from which to translate. Are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
Here's your Spanish phrase.
Eres tan feo, tienes que esconderte en el fregadero por un vaso de agua.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Do you need to hear it again?
Please.
Eres tan feo, tienes que esconderte en el fregadero por un vaso de agua.
Randy, that means one of the following. Is it A, you're so stupid they had to burn down the school to get you out of third grade? B, you're so fat when you walk across the trailer, the radio skips? Or C, you're so ugly you have to sneak up on the sink for a glass of water? Which one is it?
C.
It is C. Congratulations.
Of course, none of those things are true. You
no,
know that, don't
not.
You, Randy?
I know.
All right. Enjoy that glass of water.
Absolutely, Ben. You threw a backhanded compliment to her at the end there. That's not nice.
Enjoy that glass of water.
Yes, not very nice.
Good morning. It's Mark and Neanderthal.
Mark and Neanderthal. This is Bruce from Deer Valley Eagles.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I got some a happy story for you.
Yeah?
Just number one, I wanted to say thanks again for what you did for the troops. And one of my buddies has a kid over in Afghanistan. He got one of your cards from one of the elementary schools for Christmas.
That's so great to hear. Thank you for letting us know that, Bruce.
Yep. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Now, how cool would that be if that was your card you sent for the $10,000 for the troops?
It wasn't mine. Somebody got a card from the one and only Rob Halford. Who was part of the show that day. He actually signed a card for a service member.
Yeah.
That person's going to get that card and open it up and go, no, it's not. Really?
The guy from Judas Priest?
The guy from Judas Priest.
Really?
Yeah. By the way, they just lost their one of their drummers. Dave Holland from Judas Priest just passed away.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was in the band during their sort of glamour glory years.
Well, they'll be in town shortly. Yep. I think it's in April. You can check the KSLX concert calendar at KSLX.com for that. But that's a nice little, nice to hear. That's tangible right there.
Yeah. You wonder, did your card make it somewhere? Yes, it did.
Yeah, it did.
The answer, it did. Yeah,
very
that's cool.
We got to mention this because it's my favorite story of the day.
Okay, what is it?
Now, a couple of weeks ago, there was that thing that happened in Hawaii where they sent out that alert that missiles were on the way. Take cover.
Yes, yes. This is not a drill, but in fact, it was a mistake. It's not
it
a drill.
A
it was a mistake, yeah.
It took 38 minutes till they corrected the mistake with the population, even though they knew within 3 minutes that it was a mistake.
Yeah, that was that's one of the big criticisms is that it took 38 minutes. Why did it take so long is the question.
One of the reasons the Hawaii governor said yesterday... he couldn't remember his Twitter password.
That's probably not good.
To get the word out.
Not using the Twitter as much as you should be, huh, Gov?
What the hell?
Right.
Should he not have some kind of Smithers kind of guy that's, you know, there at his side all the time? Oh, your password is J43, sir.
Right,
you
exactly,
know,
yeah.
Your password is Hawaii Gov.
Now, the interesting thing is there is a picture that came out from, like, the Hawaii Emergency Alert people, and it was roundly criticized because the director of the Hawaii Emergency Alert people was, like, sitting there in an office with a bunch of computers and stuff behind him, and on the computer in clear sight of the photograph was a post-it note with the Hawaii Emergency Alert password written on it. It was written right there in the picture.
The great thing, though, is you can change your password, which I'm sure they had to do.
Yeah, what the password is poi.
Yeah. I just thought that was amazing.
QWERTY is your password.
Password is 1234. Don't ever use that as a password.
Your password is password.
Don't use that one either.
Mark and Neanderthal in the morning. Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.